Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Joseph the Dreamer. Dad likes you best. That's what Joseph's big brother thought. They were sure their father liked Joseph best. In some ways, they were right. Joseph was the baby of the family, and new babies aren't much good at hunting or watching sheep. Mostly, they just roll around and cry a lot, and you have to do everything for them. So when baby Joseph came along, of course Jacob spent a lot of time with him. Well, that and babies are just so cute. But Joseph's brother didn't like it, and they didn't like Joseph. They were jealous. They wanted Dad to spend time with them, and so, as Joseph got older, they picked on him. It was easy to do because they were bigger and stronger. When Dad wasn't looking, they bossed little Joseph around. They put beetles in his bed. They were always making him do stuff for them, like he was like their slave or something. Well, one day, they were all going to be for a big surprise. Of course, being mean to someone their father loved probably wasn't the best idea. Did they think hurting Joseph would make their father love them more? That wasn't too smart. When Joseph was old enough, he went to work out in the fields with his brothers, watching over the sheep. Joseph was 17 now, and his brothers still didn't like him much. It probably didn't help things that when Joseph went home at night, he told his father when his brothers were goofing around instead of working. It really didn't help things much when one day Jacob gave his son Joseph a new coat. It was a wondrous coat. It had long sleeves and was made of many colors. Joseph was so proud. He wore his new coat everywhere he went. Well, that did. Now, Joseph's brothers were sure their father liked Joseph best. And maybe he did. But Jacob loved each of his sons, and would have given his life for any of them. Then one night, Joseph had a dream. The next morning, they were all sitting down for breakfast. And Joseph said, "You should have seen this dream I had. I dreamed that we were all out in the field, bundling our wheat together into sheaves. All of a sudden, my sheaf stood up all on its own, and then all of your sheaves made a circle around mine and bowed down to it." "Yeah, right," said Reuben, as he reached over and finished Joseph's cup of goat's milk. "Hey, cut that out. Make me, dreamer. You think you're going to be the boss of us?" And all the other brothers laughed and poked at Joseph. That night, Joseph had another dream. The next morning at breakfast, he told his brothers his new dream. "Last night, I dreamed the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing to me." "Oh, great and mighty Joseph," his big brother Levi said, and bowed down to Joseph and then swiped his cheese. All his brothers laughed and teased Joseph all the more. "Dreamer, dreamer." Poor Joseph didn't know what to do. He told his dreams to his father, and even his father had enough of his nonsense. "You think your mother, your brothers, and I are going to bow down and worship you?" But it was nonsense. It was from God. The end.